Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Bikurim Daf Test in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halach Evov. When the end of Daf Chesam Ulbeis, Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Minachag V'ad Chanukah, someone brings Bikurim between Sukkot and Chanukah, he doesn't read Mikra Bikurim because it's not a time of Simcha. So the Gemara, Chavirayah B'Shem Rav Shua Ben Levi, the friend said in the name of Shua Ben Levi, he freed Shem Koidim L'Chag V'Havar Aleim Achag, he was Mafrish before Sukkot, and Sukkot passed, maybe ve'eino koyre. He doesn't do mikra bikurim, even though the afrasha, the separation, happened before Sukkot. He frishu koydim lechanukah va'avar lem lechanukah. If he did, he was mafrish before Chanukah, and then Chanukah passed. Ye rokvu. You let the fruits rot. You don't bring it to Beis Hamikdash. La'acher Chanukah lekachi. If he put it aside after Chanukah, he didn't do anything. That's not bikurim. The Reb Chaim points out over here. So we talk about something that grew before Chanukah, but he was mafresh it only after Chanukah. But if it grew after Chanukah, so then it would just it joins the fruits of the next year, and you'll bring it after Shavuos. So as I want to test someone on top, we're using the Gersa of Reb Chaim. The friends disagree with Reb Zeiro. What does Reb Zeiro say? So again, using the Gersa of Reb Chaim. Rav Zeir said, "Shekola bikurim sheniru liyitur bikriyo ain nitarim ele bikriyo." We learned that earlier. Something that was meant to come to Beis Hamikdash and to say mikra bikurim, so then you can't bring it to Beis Hamikdash without mikra bikurim. So here, these fruits were cut before Sukkot, so you have to do mikra bikurim. He didn't bring it till after Sukkot. So why do we say that you bring it in, don't do mikra? Fruits that were meant to be have on the mikra bikurim, you cannot bring them without mikra bikurim. That's what we learned earlier. Do the chaverim disagree with this concept? The leis lechavraya can. Don't they agree with that? Says more isloim b'fish b'shifrish shon koydim lachag l'avien achar achag. So what they're talking about is that when he cut them from the tree, his plan was to bring them after Sukkot. So originally, it was not meant to have a kriya to begin with. As the Gemara v'ataninon, we learned ein mivim bikurim lo min achodosh ala yoshon v'lo min yoshon ala chodosh. You can't take bikurim of 1 year and give it or make it bikurim on the previous year, and vice versa. Can't take fruits from year one and do bikurim on year two, or take fruits from year two and do bikurim on year one. Manon kaimin, what are we talking about? In beperushi v'yushlish, if we talk about fruits that grew a third le'achar Rosh Hashanah, ala perushi v'yushlish lifnei Rosh Hashanah. And we're talking about items that the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah. Which item the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah? Tavua, grain. Grain they want to bring to Beis Hamikdash as Bikurim. And we're saying, if Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year of the Tvuah, you can bring Tvuah from after Rosh Hashanah on Tvuah that grew before Rosh Hashanah. So the one that can't be the case. Mikaven shleviu shlish in Rosh Hashanah, if they didn't grow a third before Rosh Hashanah, davar bor shlo yishrishu koydim loimer. So clearly they didn't have shayroshim, they didn't grow roots before bringing the oimer onto Zayin Nisan. So if they grew only after the Oimer, you have to wait for the next Oimer to bring them. This is a Mishnah in Maseches Menachos that you cannot bring anything to Beis Hamikdash if they grew after the Oimer. Meaning after the Oimer of this year, before the Oimer that's supposed to be matir them, because they're also Bachila. So it needs to be something that grew before the Oimer of this year that now it's mutter to bring to Beis Hamikdash. So we're saying don't bring Bikurim from year two on year one. It must be that we're not talking about the Rosh Hashanah cutoff date, because then the issue will not be Chodesh and Yashan. You can't bring them at all to Beis Hamikdash because of the Oimer. They'll be also until the Oimer comes. Elakin and Kaimer, we talk about the period Shechontu Koine Chamishosar Bishvat, al period Shechontu Achach Chamishosar Bishvat. We're talking about fruits that you go based on Chanoto, the time that they come out of the flower, and it goes, the cutoff date is 15th of Shvat, Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah for Ilana, is for trees. So whatever grew before Tu Bishvat belongs to the previous year. After Tu Bishvat belongs to the next year. You can't make Bikurim from one and another. Says the Gemara, Mikavon Shumin Chodesh La Yoshon. The only problem is because you're doing fruits after Tu Bishvat and before Tu Bishvat. Hamina Chodesh La Chodesh Meivi. Mashri, you do bring fruits of the Yur Mafrish from fruits that grew after Tu Bishvat on fruits that grew after Tu Bishvat. But we just learned that the Chaviraya said that you can not be Bikurim after Chanukah. Tu Bishvat is after Chanukah. So you see over here, then doing Bikurim after Chanukah. The sovereign Meimer, we thought to say, La'acha Chanukah, no kaimi. We talk about after Chanukah to bring these fruits. So the Gemara, Ma'abchina no bizman no. We're not talking to bring the fruits after Chanukah. Talk about bringing them after Shavuos. Meaning fruits that grew after Tu B'Shvat, you could do a fresh Bikurim on them and bring them to Beis HaMikdash after Shavuos. But to bring the Beis HaMikdash after Chanukah, that you cannot do. The Chaveir we're talking, as Reb Chaim explains, are what grew before Chanukah. So then you go to do a fresh, that's too late. But whatever grew after Chanukah, you could do a fresh and bring it after Shavuos. It belongs to the next year's bringing it to Beis HaMikdash. We're holding an Aftes Amud Beis, Halach Zayin Zok the Mishnah. He frish bikuriv umocher et sadeu mevi veino koiri. Someone did a fresh bikurim, then he sold his field. So he doesn't have a field anymore. So he brings the bikurim, but he doesn't do mikro bikurim. Vasheni and the buyer. Moiso amin eino mevi. He doesn't bring bikurim in that same mean because the seller, what he brought from that mean that grew in this land. But mean acher mevi vekoiri. He does bring from another mean, from another kind of fruit. Rabbi Yudo Imer Af Meloiso Amin Mevi Vekoyre, he can bring Bikurim even from the same type of fruit that the first one is bringing. Continues the Mishnah, Frish is Bikurov, he did a fresh Bikurim, and then Namaku, which means it got spoiled. Nivzizu, they were robbed. Nignivu, they were stolen. Ovdu, or they got lost. Oishinitu, they become Tome. Mevi Acherim Tachteim Veino Koyre. So he has to bring other fruits instead of these ones, but it doesn't say Mikro Bikurim. The reason he has to bring other fruits is because he is responsible for it. He has a chrias for it. But it's not the actual bikurim, so you don't say mikro bikurim. Ve'ashni, and the new fruits that he brings, ain't chavim alem choymish. You don't have to bring an extra choymish that you do usually when you have to pay for maaser, because the Mishnah understands that this payment you have to do is only mederabanan. Nitu ba'azor, if the fruits became tome in the azara, noifitz ve'ino koyri. You let it spread in the azara, you throw it around the azara, but you don't do mikro bikurim. And the meaning is, he's not responsible for it anymore once he brought it to Beis HaMikdash. Uminayin shuchai b'achriusom at sheyaviyem l'arabais. How do you know he's responsible for these fruits until he brings it to Arabais? Shenema rishis bikuri ad moscho tavi Beis HaShem l'kecho. You have to bring it Beis HaShem l'kecho. Melamid shuchai b'achriusom at sheyaviyem l'arabais. He's responsible to bring it to there. And as we mentioned before, the Mishnah understands that they're abundant, it's not their raisa. Meaning, as the Gemara is going to explain, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that someone else can bring Bikurim, but the same person cannot bring Bikurim again and say another Mikra Bikurim. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbanon, what's the reason of Rabbanon? That they said that the second person cannot say Mikra Bikurim on the same fruit. The reason is because it says, Higati Ayoim, Pam Achatu Megid, Ve'enu Megid Pam Shneo. It's one Agada, one time you say it. Something more of a lace, let Rabbi Yehuda can, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with it. Ki isle bi odom echot. Av b'shneim ni odom, magid v'choizom magid. Meaning, as we see in the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you can't do twice ha'agoda, but it's only the same person. Two different people can do ha'agoda on the same min. V'ashtim in chavim aleim choymesh. So the Mishnah says that if you bring the fruits as a replacement for the ones that got lost, you don't have to add a choymish, you don't have to have the fine of 25% above the actual value. Oma b'yuchanam shum yichiden shoyne oiso. So b'yuchanam, that's a shitas yachid. Not everybody agrees with it. V'taniken, we have a brisa like that. Rav Shimon Yehuda, oimer mishum Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Yehuda says the name of Shimon Bar Yochai. Shneim ein chayavim aleim choymish. You're not chayav choymish on the second fruits that you bring as a replacement for the first. So this is the shita of Shimon Bar Yochai, but Rabbanan disagree and Rabbanan hold that it's a deraisa, and therefore you have to add a choymish to it as well. Rav Shmuel Bar Vitzchok Mishem Rav Huna holds according to Shimon Bar Yochai, Shneim lo ikhiv afilu min hashuk. I don't have to take even fruits from this field. I can take it, I can buy it in the market to replace the original fruits. Ma'at Ovid Loin. How do you consider these second fruits? Do we consider them ketosefes abikurim or ke'itur abikurim? It's not the bikurim itself, that's clear. But is it tosefes abikurim? What is tosefes abikurim? We're going to learn it later in the Masechta. Tosefes abikurim means that you add more fruits to the actual bikurim. Bikurim is the first fruit that grew, and you can add 10 more fruits. What's called itur abikurim, when you bring the basket of bikurim, you me'atur it, you decorate it with many other fruits. Is this the decoration, or this is the actual tosefes on the bikurim? Why? What's the dafkemino? If you consider it to be in addition to the actual bikurim, p'turim in admai, so then you don't have to take out maestris, d'mai. D'mai is a sofik. When you take from amaretz, you're not sure if the amaretz did maestris or not. Rabbanu were machmer to do it. We don't have din d'mai by bikurim. But in Tavdim and Kihitu Bikurim, it's only the decoration of Bikurim, Chayovim Midmai, you do have to separate the Dmai from it. Because the Gemara says, Nitmu Ba'azorah Neufetz Ve'inakoyve, when the fruits become Tomei in the Azorah, then you just spread them in the Azorah, you don't do Mikra Bikurim. Rav Chaim Baruch Rav Shabbeisa Bechanino, Nitmu HaBikurim HaSolim Nitalim LaKoyanim. If the Bikurim become Tomei, so the baskets are given to the Koyanim. Techtiv L'kach HaKoyen HaTenem Yadecho. The Koyen takes from you the basket. Sometimes the Koyen all he gets is a basket. What's going to be the case he gets only the basket? If the fruits become Tomei. Continues the Gemara Davyudam with Aleph. Harei Shivi Miminechot. The Mishnah said, if someone already brought Bikurim from this field, and then he brings another Bikurim, he doesn't do Mikra Bikurim. Says the Gemara, this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda to tell me this part of the Mishnah. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says you could do Mikra Bikurim twice, that's only two people. He brought one mean and did Mikra Bikurim. And then he brought more Bikurim from another fruit. It doesn't say Mikra Bikurim anymore. According to Rabbanan, even two separate people cannot do Mikra Bikurim again. There's no need to tell me that the same person can't do it. It's Davar Pashut. The Gemara concludes, going back to the previous part of the Mishnah that we said, that if the fruits become Tum in the Azara, he doesn't say Mikra Bikurim. Says the Gemara, why not? Oma Avyoinu Santani Yavshim Bayochai Ken. The Pesukim, it says that you say Mikra Bikurim and that you're happy. You only say it if there's Simcha. But if the fruits became Tomei, there's no Simcha with the fruits, then you don't say Mikra Bikurim. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Bikurim, Daf Tes.